Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I've wanted for the last week, there's so much I want to say to you, and I've wanted for the last week to tell you about some books that I want to encourage you to take a look at. There is a new book out by John Fagan called St. John Paul II, Timeless Teachings. It's summaries of his papal documents. It's excellent, and it also has questions for study, The Timeless Teachings of St. John Paul by John Fagan. And then at last, we have Peter Sewald, who just did another powerful interview with Pope Emeritus Benedict. It's called Benedict the 16th, Last Testament in His Own Words. Benedict the 16th, Last Testament in His Own Words. Any Catholic bookstore here in our area, Catholic bookstore, certainly has these books, and I really urge you to consider them as Christmas gifts if you have not already bought your gifts. I also want to say to you, I've mentioned on a couple of other programs, I'm offering my book, Deeper Conversion, emphasizing my book, Deeper Conversion, right now, a book that I wrote several years ago that is a series of meditations on the Gospel of Matthew. The year 2017, which is coming upon us very quickly, it's in the cycle. You know, we have a three-year cycle of readings. And this year, the coming year, 2017, uses the Gospel of Matthew for all the Sunday Gospels in ordinary time. Feasts can overpower that. But during ordinary time of 2017, it will always be the Sunday Gospel of Matthew. And I've written a meditation on each of those Gospels. There's about 32 or 33 of them in my book, Deeper Conversion. You might, if you don't have it, certainly might want to purchase one. You can do that by writing or by simply accessing our website, renewalministries.net, and then just go to bookstore, renewalministries.net, and go to bookstore. For the other books I mentioned, you want to check online or you want to go to your local Catholic bookstore. Those books are available, and I'm going to say more about them to come, so really urge you to get them. I know it's last minute, but I would encourage you to do so. Let's take a look now at the, first of all, at the O Antiphon for today, O King of the Nations and their desire, the cornerstone who binds two into one. Come and save mankind whom you fashioned from clay. Whom you fashioned from clay. He took us from the dirt of the earth, our first parents, and he brought us into being because God is who God is. Brothers and sisters, let's open our hearts. Let's open our hearts to know it's real. When we celebrate Christmas, we're not celebrating something that happened 2,000 years ago. Yes, it did. And yes, we remember that. But we're celebrating the birth of Christ into our lives today, right now. Certainly through baptism, but we're also celebrating the birth of Christ in our lives as we come to know him more. And that's so much what I hope this program can do for you, is to bring you deeper into a relationship with God. That he is born in us, that he grows in us, that he matures in us. That's what's supposed to happen with the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, is that we grow into the graces that we have been given. So many of us don't think that way, but it's the truth. So ask God, let the graces of my baptism and my confirmation come to life in me. Cry out to him, and he will hear you. First reading today is taken from the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. In those days, Hannah brought Samuel with her, along with the three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, a skin of wine, and presented him at the temple of the Lord in Shiloh. After the boy's father had sacrificed the young bull, Hannah, his mother, approached Eli and said, "Pardon, my lord, as you live, my lord. I am the woman who stood near you here praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord granted my request. Now I, in turn, give him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be dedicated to the Lord." And she left Samuel there. A barren woman has a son by a miracle, by the work of God, and that same woman dedicates her son to God. Sacrifice, yes. Sacrifice of gratitude, yes. Brothers and sisters, everybody we love belongs to the Lord first of all, not to us, belongs to the Lord. And so the more we lead those we love, the more we assist those we love, the more we give example to those we love of who is, as Pope Benedict says, our prime origin, we give them life in a whole new way. And I would urge you this Christmas, give life to your children in whatever way you can. Sometimes they're older and you may be going through a challenging time in terms of faith, then pray for them. But where you can, speak to your children and your grandchildren. Tell them how much you love God. Tell them how much you pray for them. Tell them how much you want them to know God as you do. Whatever you're free to do, whatever you're free to say, you can always pray. And perhaps in some cases, many cases, it has to be the silence of your prayer. But for the younger ones, speak and speak freely. Give them to the Lord daily. Give them back to the Lord daily. You will be happier than you can imagine. I mean that. If we clutch and cling and we want our children, we want to live our lives through our children, we can suffocate them. So we don't just say, go and do what you want. Don't throw them out into the world. They'll find it easily enough. Keep dedicating them to God. Keep asking that the graces of their baptism would come alive in them. There's no better gift you could give them than that kind of prayer. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 to 56. Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary cries out that prayer. When she and Elizabeth meet, she magnifies the Lord. Do you magnify the Lord by your life, by what God has done for you? Do you see God as your prime origin? Do you see God as your prime life-giving source? Or do you think you just came into being because your mother and father conceived you? No, brothers and sisters, you were destined for eternity, every single one of us. And many in the world today reject it, and many in the world don't even know it's a possibility. And that's why I honestly cry out to you, live your life. Live your life as a solid, strong Catholic disciple of Jesus Christ. Ask for the graces of your baptism and your confirmation to flourish in you. Ask for it. And then make yourself available to serve those who walk in darkness. It can be someone right in your own family, right in your neighborhood, right at your workplace, right in your school. You become friends by being kind, by being generous, by listening, by being merciful to them. And when they're ready, you can talk to them about the Lord. You can do it. You can do it. Give them a book to read. Give them something to pray with you. Someday, would you mind praying this with me? Be gentle. Introduce Christ as the Holy Spirit teaches you how to introduce Christ. But we want to be able to proclaim the Magnificat with Mary. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Why? Because not that I'm equal to Mary, not at all. She was sinless. I'm sinful. But because my life, even in my imperfect sinful condition, can still radiate the presence of Christ to the degree that I give my heart and my soul over to Him. Please hear me. Don't go through life saying my life has no purpose or no meaning. I'm called by my baptism to be a son or a daughter of God my Father, to be a disciple of His Son Jesus, to receive the redemption that He won for me upon the cross. That's who I am. I am a blessing because God has blessed me. I can be a blessing to others. That's how we need to orient our lives. That's how we need to live. Mary did it. And notice, Mary didn't say, well, now I must go home. I must take care of myself. I am to be the savior of the world. No. What did she do? It says it so clearly in one verse. Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months. She helped Elizabeth, who was a much older woman. She helped her in the chores around the house. She helped her and cared for her. She supported her. She stood by her. Brothers and sisters, that's what we're called to do. We're not called to stand on, well, I'm above you, or I have greater dignity than you do, or you should be serving me. We may not say those words, but we often think them somewhere in our subconscious. But look what Mary did. The mother of the Savior. Look what she did. She served Elizabeth. She scrubbed floors. She swept. She made meals. She helped her. She did laundry. Wasn't easy like it is today. She did all those things. She stayed with her about 3 months. And then she returned home. My goodness, brothers and sisters. She had worries on her mind too. But she still served. And that's what we're asked to do. Because it's in that service that we meet Christ. Because He is there serving. Might be by word. It might be by action. It might be just by accompanying. Just by being present. But Jesus gives us the wisdom and the grace to help. If we're willing. And here in this busy Christmas season, there are people sitting in their homes who have no one, perhaps by death, perhaps by separation. There are people in their homes who, in a Christmas season, remember what it was like as a child and have it no more. We can reach out and comfort and include and be gracious and gift as Jesus would have done. As His mother did. May you be given all that grace. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.